Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and the long saga of Long Island College Hospital in Cobble Hill, Brooklyn, is getting longer and bumping up against two deadlines in the coming days, and it's still unclear if it will operate as a hospital in the future. The company that won the bid to buy Litch promised a brand new hospital with 1,000 new apartments, one-third below market rate rentals as well. But Brooklyn Health Partners, the company that won the bid, is facing criticism now as both Mayor de Blasio and SUNY, the current owner, are now saying it won't be able to deliver on its proposal in time. So here with me now to explain what this means for the beleaguered hospital and the people who use it is Dan Goldberg, who reports on hospitals and healthcare for Capital New York. Hi, Dan. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So this company, Brooklyn Health Partners, was formed just a few months ago specifically to bid on Litch. Who's behind this company?
A gentleman named Merrill Schechsneider, who's from California. He put together this idea or this company while living in a residential home in Mount Vernon with his cousin, Derek Oubre. They were going to bid on the hospital together, but then they had what they called a family squabble and went their separate ways and both put in separate bids.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Health Partners, Brooklyn Health Partners, got it. This Merrill Schechsneider with an X in the middle. And they were the second highest bidders money-wise, offering $10 million less than the second choice, according to the scoring process, the Peebles Corporation. Why sell to the company offering less money?
The way the proposals were scored was based on a settlement reached between SUNY and healthcare unions and community representatives. And one of the things that the scores had to take into consideration was the amount of healthcare being offered. In fact, the RFP was weighted so that healthcare was worth far more than the money offered. That allowed BHP, which, as you mentioned before, is proposing a 300 to 400 bed brand new hospital, to get the top score, even though they offered $10 million less.
So they were offering full service to the community, beds, emergency room, just more of a hospital, even though, which I guess speaks well of SUNY in a way, if they were willing to take less money in order to preserve the quality and extensiveness of the hospital in the neighborhood. Is it fair to give them that credit?
Well, their hands were tied by a court settlement. So in as much as that's what they agreed to, yes, they deserve credit, but they had to be sued to get there.
Forget the credit. Who is in? Well, let me skip that and ask, you were able to look at the scoring process for how these bidders were ranked. And you wrote the other day that few of the judges thought Brooklyn Health Partners, this highest scoring bid, was the best choice. And the evaluators instructed to review and rank the financial aspects of the proposal, warned that the company's proposal was long on promises and short on details, unquote. So is their prediction now coming to pass, as this deal seems to be on the verge of collapsing because maybe they can't pull it off?
It appears so. That's certainly what the mayor has said and what SUNY is saying. BHP tells me that, no, everything is fine, and they're sort of being pushed aside. But if you believe the healthcare unions, the mayor, SUNY, this is a company, and you know, this is a company with no track record, so it's hard to verify their claims. But this is a company that doesn't have its ducks in order.
Brooklyn Health Partners says they just need to raise the necessary money to strike the deal, and they say they've done that. So have they?
They say they have. They said they have secured a letter of credit for up to $600 million, which would cover the cost of construction and purchase.
So what's the problem?
SUNY doesn't believe that they have the ability to deliver on providing health care to the community. And the mayor is concerned that they won't be able to obtain a license from the health department by the end of the month when SUNY can legally walk away from Litch. That would mean that the hospital is closed for an undetermined amount of time. And BHP says, don't worry, we can get it up and running by November 6th. That seems optimistic, but even that is 6 months without anything at Litch.
Melissa Mark Viverito, the New York City Council speaker, coming up in about 10 minutes. Until then, we continue with Dan Goldberg from Capital New York as we talk about the latest twists and turns in the effort to save Long Island College Hospital in Cobble Hill. Listeners, any questions about this very confused Litch situation, 212-433-WNYC. And remember, this is what Mayor de Blasio, now Mayor de Blasio, got arrested for to make a point on the campaign trail when he was candidate and public advocate Bill de Blasio demanding that Litch be saved. Now he's learning, I guess, as mayor how complicated it is to do so. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. For Dan Goldberg from Capital New York. And Dan, about what I was just saying, is that one of the lessons here? It's easy as a candidate to take an angry moral stand and say, this hospital is important to the community, don't close it. But then when you have to get in there and roll up your sleeves and figure out that it's very hard for a hospital like this to actually pay for itself, not so simple.
Right. Especially it's easy when you're a candidate who's trailing in the polls, you know, to make a grand gesture. SUNY has from the beginning said this is an impossible hospital to run as a full-service hospital. So the real question that everybody should be asking is, what does it mean to save a hospital? Does it mean just provide some health care on that site, or does it mean have a full-service, traditional brick-and-mortar hospital, the kind we're all used to, our parents are used to, our grandparents are used to?
And why is it so hard to run a full-service hospital in Cobble Hill? You would think there's plenty of population there. There's plenty of population there with private insurance, which helps pay the bills, sometimes better than government insurance. Why is it so hard to run a hospital in Cobble Hill?
Well, that's a really good question, and there's two answers to it. The first is that a lot of the damage to the reputation of Long Island College Hospital has already been done. So for 14 months, 16 months, almost 2 years, people have been talking about the deterioration of Long Island College Hospital, whether it was mismanaged by SUNY or before them, Continuum. At this point, very few people go there just because of all the bad press the hospital has gotten. So, yes, there's a lot of population in Cobble Hill, but they've all sort of said, we don't want to go there, all the doctors are leaving, the hospital's closing, et cetera. The other problem is that while a lot of people do have private insurance, a lot of them want to go to fancier Manhattan hospitals with bigger names. And that is one of the problems Brooklyn in general faces, that as soon as their constituents or their population have good private insurance, good middle-class jobs, they tend to want services from Manhattan hospitals, and there's a flight into another borough.
So why doesn't one of the big Manhattan hospitals gobble up this Cobble Hill hospital? They've been acquiring, you know, like Mount Sinai or New York Presbyterian, they've been acquiring smaller hospitals around the region.
Well, they want to partner with somebody who will operate Long Island College Hospital. So both NYU, Maimonides, North Shore LIJ, they are all part of different proposals. They just don't want to run a full-service hospital. What they'd like to do is set up clinics or some kind of medical services and then funnel the cases back into their main campus.
Here's a caller, Hurdley in Queens, co-chair of the Nurses Union. Hurdley, thank you for calling in.
Hi.
Tell us your position. Tell us what you're interested in here.
I am interested in seeing a full-service hospital because the hospital has the potential. It has been performing well. But since SUNY came in, SUNY's intention from the beginning was to just have a land grab. I'm part of the nurses' union. I've been there for 15 years. And it is obvious that the formation of BHP and the controversy which it is having now is something that was fabricated by SUNY, like all the things that have been fabricated by SUNY, including the statements made by Mr. Carl McCall from the beginning that the hospital had 500 and something beds when it only had 250, and all the other half-truths or lies that were spinned in the media for several months, resulting in this long battle in the courts.
So you're saying that SUNY only wanted the hospital for the land so it could develop something else there and help to create this kind of phony consortium to buy it from them, BHP, so that it would fail?
That's right. There has not been much done by SUNY that is above board. I was, from the beginning when they came in 2010 and started discussing about taking over the hospital and painted this bright, beautiful picture, but they did nothing to invest in the hospital.
Hurdley, I'm going to leave it there and get a reaction from our guest, Dan Goldberg from Capital New York. Is that conspiracy theory widespread?
There are a lot of people who are very angry at SUNY. It is widespread, that the thought that SUNY did this to as a land grab so that they could buy the hospital on the cheap and then sell it for its real estate value. If that's true, SUNY is going to take a large bath on it because the price they are getting is not nowhere near what the land is worth. And remember, SUNY is, you know, we refer to them as SUNY, but this is an entity of the state of New York. This is not a private company that's looking to make a quick buck. But regardless of whether SUNY mismanaged or not, let's say they did. Let's say SUNY was a terrible operator. The question going forward is, can anybody save this patient, Litch? Because if you buy the hospital now, the investment it would take, in both in terms of capital and time, to rehabilitate the hospital and its reputation would be enormous. And that's what I think is scaring off a lot of the other New York players who go, you know what, it's just not worth the effort or the time to reinvest right now.
So before you go, and we have New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito standing by, on the immediate upcoming deadline, May 5th, 4 days from now, a spokesperson for BHP said the company is still planning to make the non-refundable $25 million deposit that's due on that date. Is that really still likely?
It's very rare that somebody hands you a check for $25 million and you don't cash it, but this could be one of those instances. I do not think SUNY is going to want to work with BHP going forward, and BHP told me this morning that the talks are deteriorating.
The complicated situation involving the Long Island College Hospital remains and perhaps is getting even more complicated. Dan Goldberg from Capital New York, thanks a lot.
Thank you.